to CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Across the state, winter weather has taken longer than usual to arrive. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports the slow start doesn't predict how much snow the state will get.
Yes, it's likely that this winter will be warmer than normal in Colorado. Greg Hansen with the National Weather Service says one reason is La Niña. That's the Pacific Ocean climate pattern that brings drier and warmer conditions to western states.
The storm systems that do come through, they're pretty starved of moisture by the time they get here.
Southern Colorado will likely get less snow than normal. Forecasters are still unsure how much snow will fall on the rest of the state. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A fourth teenager has been charged in connection to a shooting outside Hinckley High School in Aurora last month. The 17-year-old is facing attempted murder and other charges. Three students were injured in the shooting. All of the suspects are being charged as adults. The man who hit and killed a cyclist in southwest Colorado has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. The Durango Herald reports Cordell Schneider was convicted in the March 2020 crash near Marvel that killed Benjamin Sontag. Investigators say Schneider was going 65 miles an hour on a dirt road. The speed limit was 35. Sontag won national cycling championships at Fort Lewis College, where he graduated in 2010. The final version of the National Defense Authorization Act will become law without several priorities that Colorado lawmakers had hoped to include. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Representative Ed Perlmutter had high hopes his marijuana banking bill, known as the SAFE Act, might finally become law through the defense spending bill, but it didn't make it through the reconciliation process. The same goes for two big Colorado wilderness protection bills that also got left out. One Colorado priority that will become law, Representative Jason Crow's bill for a global war on terror memorial to be built on the National Mall. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It will be turning cloudy along the Front Range this afternoon, and the forecast says mountain snow tonight and tomorrow. That's around Vail and Aspen and in Summit County. This is CPR News.